Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is the consensus bullishness regarding the earnings outlook justified? Our answer is absolutely. Among S&P 500 constituents, reported revenue growth is accelerating to a near four-year high, and reported earnings growth is stable and comfortably above its long-run mean. Moreover, sales and EPS beat rates are accelerating and comfortably above their long-run means as well. Estimates for sales and earnings growth in 2026 are currently at cycle highs, and the modest pullback in estimates for sales and earnings growth in 2027 leaves both figures at or above the respective three-month moving averages. In totality, this is as good as corporate profit cycle dynamics have been since early 2021, which strongly supports our bullish Paradigm C, aka Run It Hot, productivity boom, and jobless recovery themes. Smart money bears better hope the Strait of Hormuz remains offline for the foreseeable future, because us dumb money bulls will leave them in the dust for the fourth year in the row and six of the past eight when factoring in 2019 and 2020. As always, we'll wrap up with the question from our community. This one's titled LMN Today. It says, in today's LMN, you lead off morning note, you mentioned that the consensus expects a year-end close of about 7,400 for the S&P 500. Does 42 Macro agree with this consensus, or are estimates too low based on consensus factoring in too low of a growth number compared to 42 Macro's estimate? So great question. So the first thing I'll say is we're about 50% higher than consensus on GDP growth for 2026 and 2027. So in our opinion, we think those GDP growth numbers are going to get revised higher from a consensus standpoint over the medium term. And in our opinion, we think that is supportive of a continued positive revision cycle for earnings and sales estimates. And so that's all positive stuff. But as it relates to this target, I have no idea what the market's going to close at year in 2026, or I don't know what the market's going to close today. How in the world does anybody get a December 31st forecast? I mean, I'm telling you right now, there's not a credible buy-sider in the world that invests based on year-end price targets for the S&P 500. Not one, not a single one, I guarantee you. In fact, the only one I've ever seen in my career, almost two decades on Global Wall Street, was the late, great Leon Cooperman over at Omega Advisors. Our first meeting with him, this is probably 15 years ago, our first meeting with him, the first question he asked me was, what's your year-end price target? And I literally was like, we don't have a year-end price target. So you can imagine how the rest of the meeting went. But the key takeaway is that, leave the pin, the tail, and the donkey stuff like this for the sell side. If your goal is to try to stay on the right side of market risk, which is what we do here at 42 Macro, you don't need any of this stuff. Just understand what the rates of change are for the six key macro cycles. And if you're a bottom-up investor, you need to understand the rates of change relative to consensus for sales, margins, and earnings. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius still here presenting our macro minute for Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.